Okay, I don't want to overstate this, but these have to be the best wedding gift bags ever.
It's going to be hard to beat Gwyneth Paltrow's wedding. I heard they gave away beautiful charcoal drawings of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
I can't believe Brooke's getting married. We never even met this Elliot guy.
I can't believe Jane and Alex have an older sister. I mean, we never see her, never talk about her. She never shows up in any of your flashbacks.
Flashbacks?
That's what Jane and Alex call their photo albums.
God, Penny, know what things are called for once.
Trust me, Brooke is very real. She has a perfect job in Hong Kong. Her hair smells like a perfect peach made of cinnamon. She is perfect. And as maid of honor, I need this wedding to be, say it with me,
Pearl Harbor.
Because we want this wedding to be da bomb. Just like that Michael Bay movie, Armageddon.
Jane, you're acting extra nuts. And I'm not talking about mistaking the teaspoon with the tablespoon kind of nuts. I'm talking about Mel Gibson downing a 5-hour energy and by accident showing up at a bar mitzvah kind of nuts.
Brooke makes Jane crazy. She out-Janes Jane. She shows up, becomes the Jane. Jane gets bumped down to Alex's level.
And I just stay the baby. Look what Brooke got me so I wouldn't be jealous of a ring.
Well, a little slut candy.
I'm just glad I got invited. Like, I've known Brooke my whole life and looked up to her, but I didn't know that she would remember me.
She doesn't. You and Max are my plus twos, and you're gonna have to park some cars.
Jane!
Babe, everything's gonna be fine, all right? I'll be right by your side. I'll even let your racist cousins ask me if I know Blair Underwood. like all black people are friends or something. I mean, come on. God, I wish I was friends with Blair Underwood.
I know.
Oh, my clay beads are ready. How many of you cool cats want to help me crank out a few necklaces? Oh my goodness, yes, oh my goodness. I'm working with some polymers, right? Hey, what the? Alex, I can see you hiding.
Can you still see me?
Yes, even more now.
Fine.
Nice try, though. So, when are we going to tell everybody about the thing?
What thing?
The thing about how we broke up.
Oh, right. That thing.
Wow. So this is really happening. We're breaking up.
Yeah, when you say it out loud like that, it just really sinks in. Like when I found out Gossip Girl was a guy.
Totally. So we both agree, we don't tell everyone until after your sister's wedding, right?
Yeah, it would be too much of a distraction. Plus, my family is so gossipy, and they always get the story wrong. Remember that one time you said you liked Sinead O'Connor? And by the time it got back to us, you were teaching Wicca at a women's college.
You were the only one that I told.
Exactly.
Strength, courage, composure, no carbs. Strength, courage, composure, no carbs. Here we go. Hi, Brooke.
Jane.
Welcome to my home.
Thank you.
And you must be Black Elliot.
Black Elliot?
Yes, that's just a nickname that we'll stop using immediately.
Well, thank you for having us to your home, Jane. Have you been renovating? Because it looks like everything's covered with a thin layer of dust.
Oh, good catch. Yeah, I must have just cleaned thoroughly instead of compulsively.
Brooke!
Hello.
Give me some love,
girl.
Nice
to see you.
So good to see you. And look what you brought home. And Elliot.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Ah, finally, another Elliot. Yeah. I haven't hung out with another Elliot in like 2 years, man. Uh-oh. Well, he even smells like an Elliot. Yeah. This is good. Hey, yo, E. Guys, you a question mark?
What's up?
Can I ask you a little sign?
Please do.
What we be saying when they ain't around? I said, what we be saying when they ain't around?
White people be crazy?
Yeah, they do. I knew you was gonna know. They do be crazy,
some
though.
Do.
Y'all do. Man, let's get you a drink, my Elliot.
Yeah.
Brooke! Little sis!
Hey!
Oh, it's so good to see you.
What'd you bring me?
Oh, Chinese rice candy. You can eat the wrapper.
Shut up! That'll save me so much time. I love you, sis.
I love you, too.
Hey, girl! Hi, I'm Brooke Kirkovich. It's an... Hi.
Oh. Brooke, Penny Hearts. I slept over your house a lot.
Oh, I wrote that paper on you in seventh grade. Oh, you hit me with your car and I had to wear a leg brace all summer.
Oh, yes, that's right. What leg was that again?
The left.
No, sorry, I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I was thinking of someone else, too. So much blonde.
Come on. Sit down.
She's an odd one.
Yeah, so you talked to Dad. I can't believe he threw his back out.
He's immobilized. He's not coming to the wedding.
Should we postpone?
Postpone? At this stage? Jane, is that a joke?
Yep.
So, how are the rehearsal dinner plans?
Perfect. Everything is done to your specifications.
Where's Mom sitting?
Away from the band so she doesn't try to join them for a song.
Flowers.
Hypoallergenic. All tears should be caused by the bride's glory.
Kids' table.
There isn't one. Children should be seen and not heard and also not seen.
Good.
Hi, Mom.
Well, hi, sweetie.
Hey, Janie.
Oh, hey, Dad. How you feeling?
Amazing. Have you guys seen Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian? Because it is a masterstroke.
Your dad's on a lot of fancy pills right now. He's really not himself.
Hey, Barb, take me for a spin. Show me what the hell else I'm paying for in this joint.
Yep, he's still pretty much himself.
Are there possibly any other rooms available for this weekend?
Let me check. I don't need another room.
Oh, you know, because Dave and I just have so much sex that we need a cool down room.
Okay, nobody has that much sex. Who do you think you are, the Fonz?
Okay, fine. Dave and I broke up last week.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. What happened?
Well, we were talking about Brooke's wedding, and then we got locked in our bedroom.
Again?
It's an old building. The doors expand, the wood separates, and we're idiots.
I can't believe Brooke's marrying this Elliot guy after only like a year. It's kind of fast, right?
Well, they both dated a lot of people before they met, so when they met each other, they just knew. Like when I met the Bloomin' Onion, I just knew.
Well, we never really dated anybody else.
Hmm?
I'll check the bathroom window.
But what do you mean? I mean, we dated other people during our break.
Well, I didn't really date. I would call it a series of mind-blowing sexual experiences with a lot of beautiful women. What about you?
Yeah, I had one guy, like, feel me up.
What? It's fine. Over or under the bra, whatever. Was he quick with the clasp? Doesn't matter, David.
I guess we didn't really have a true break. We're basically each other's rebound relationship.
What are you saying?
I don't know. I mean, Brooke and Elliot knew that they were right for each other because they both had other real relationships.
This window's still jammed. Let's try the bedroom door again. Oh, come on.
See, Dave, this is why I don't shut the bathroom door when I'm in here.
Wow, I am floored. So,
shh. Okay, Dave and I swear that we won't tell anyone until after the wedding.
Hey! Hey! Back up a sec. This is huge. Alex just lets it rage with the bathroom door open. Baller move.
Max.
Sorry. I guess I just got used to you two dummies being back together. You okay?
Yeah, I guess. In a way, it was kind of good. You know, being locked in that room for a couple hours really forced us to finally deal with our stuff.
So are we really doing this?
Yeah, I guess so. Sucks, but it feels right.
You don't regret getting back together, do you?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I would have regretted if we stayed together, just because of momentum. Oh, then we'd be right back where we started. I don't want to go through that again.
I don't even know where I'd find a guy who wears rollerblades anymore.
Too soon.
Let's get out of here.
Yep.
I mean, really. What?
Seriously? Come on. Why'd we close this door anyway?
It felt right.
You're right, it did.
As promised, your perfect rehearsal dinner.
Is this seating chart laminated?
Yep. I got my own machine. No big. I did splurge for the newest model. I'll stop bragging. Oh, yeah, I'm a card-carrying member of the Lamination. We even have our own constitution, which we can't amend because it's laminated.
Isn't laminating just a bit tacky?
What about for spills and stuff?
How about instead of protecting it from spills, we just don't spill, right?
Yeah. Yes. That's a good idea. You good note, Brooke.
Lamination, Jane. Why don't you just cover in glitter, you cheap whore?
Hello, gay sir.
Hello, Countess Von Boobs.
I have a secret, but I shan't be telling you.
I have a secret as well, and it's a real doozy, Kurtz.
My secret's so big, just the tip will be enough.
Yes, well, is your secret bigger than the fact that Alex and Dave broke up? Damn it, Max, come on.
That was my secret, too. Damn it, Penny, why do people tell us stuff? Did I hear you say that Alex and Dave are breaking up? I'm sorry, I'm Alex's second cousin, Sherry.
No, actually, we did not say that. I think you might have heard wrong. You see, Sherry, Alex and Dave are not so much breaking up as they are breaking ground.
Ground on an addition on their home. Are they starting a family? Because I knew that I heard someone talking about a pregnancy in the bathroom. Mm,
Sherry, I gotta tell you. You're on the nose here. Detective work is great. Sherlock, Sherry, they're pregnant. Super preggers. Sperm has fertilized the egg. Right now, her uterus is creating a nutrient-rich lining to house and protect the young fetus. But do me a favor, Sherbear. Why don't we just keep this a secret between the three of us, huh? Great.
Turn it and throw it away.
How could you start a rumor like that? And how do you know so much about uteruses?
Uteri, you're a woman. You should know what part of the butt the baby comes from. And look, this secret cannot get out. And right now I'm feeling a lot of heat in our direction. We need to deflect it. Change the news cycle.
I'm sniffing what you're whiffing.
Penny, don't.
Look at him. Elliot's got it so easy because of all the work I did. I put up with all their weird questions and made them feel comfortable around a black guy. Oh, my God. I'm the Jackie Robinson of the Kurkovich family.
Sure, that's not a leap at all.
I broke down barriers.
Okay.
And Elliot should have to go through what I did.
Actually, the true legacy of Jackie Robinson is that Elliot shouldn't have to go through what you did. I believe it was Medgar Evers who once said,
"Dude, we get it. You minored in black history."
Afro-American studies, and I am offended by your use of the term minor.
Now's not the time, man!
All right, Dr. Berg, I know you delivered every child in this family. But you're in the wrong seat, so I'm gonna need you to make like George Clinton and get the funk out of here.
Jane.
Yeah?
Why are you freaking out on Dr. B?
Because I put everyone in the wrong place because the seating chart is ruined.
What?
I had to unlaminate it, and then I got those weird sweats that I only get when Brooke's around.
Well, that explains why Mom ended up by the band.
Oh, when the saints...
Keep me out of this.
...go marching in.
Not happening.
Oh, when the saints go marching...
No.
I wanna be there in...
So, the seating is a complete mess, and I'm pretty sure that woman doesn't even belong here.
You bought me my first maxi pad. Look.
Jane, it's very clear to me that the pressure is getting to you, and I think we need to give you a simpler task. Let go, let go. Instead of helping me get ready tomorrow, I think it would be better if you handed out programs. And you are doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm really good. Yeah, I gotta check on the thing in the... Okay, big boy, let's go. Let's go!
Are you serious? Elliot knows Blair Underwood?
Oh, yeah. And he loves it when people ask him about it.
Oh, okay.
Here he comes.
Hey, Elliot, you know Blair Underwood?
What?
Like all black people are just supposed to know Blair Underwood, huh?
Actually, I do know Blair. He's a great guy. He's the spokesman for a charity I work with.
Wow, that is very impressive, Elliot. The stories you must have.
What? No. Stories are stupid. I'm impressive. I'm Jackie Robinson.
So, Alex, drinking, huh? In your condition, isn't that
acceptable in Europe? Yes. How very French of you, Alex.
Yes, it is. Ooh la la, Pepe Le Pew, French steward.
And Alex, how are your cravings?
Insane. Totally insane. Thank you for asking.
This rarely happens, but I feel like I'm missing something. Like that time that everybody turned on linen pants all of a sudden.
No.
I don't.
Okay, what are we gonna do?
We need to change the news cycle again.
I have an idea. Hey, scuttle your butt on over here, Cher. I got some grade A gossip. You have to keep it a secret, okay? Jane and Brad are on the rocks. You tasting what I'm wasting?
Ben, come on.
Just don't tell anybody. Oh, your secret's safe with me. This better work, Max.
Give it time.
So this is hush-hush, but Brad and Jane are divorcing because Brad has a love child. Wow, that was fast.
They took it and ran.
Yeah, but you know what I like? They really made it their own.
That it's not garbage. It's a guide to your magical afternoon.
Hey, so Brooke heard that you were making people feel uncomfortable, so she thought it'd be better if you just let the podium do your job.
Podium?
Sorry, Jane. I lucked out that, you know, I was born for this whole flower girl gig.
Yeah. It's not at all how or when you're supposed to do that.
Brooke, Elliot, we've reached the big moment. Elliot. Do you take Brooke to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
No.
And do you, Brooke, take Elliot to be your lawfully wedded husband?
No!
What?
No, not them. There is a fire, and programs are on fire.
No. Everyone stay here. I'm a volunteer firefighter.
And we're gonna do baby. Keep reading us your resume, dude.
Dave, get Alex out of here. The fumes are bad for the baby.
Hey! I know I'm the baby of the family, but I'm a big girl. If I can get through a corn maze, I can get out of here.
No, the baby you're having.
What?
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 Oh, it's Brad and Jane that are having the baby.
What?
No, it's a love child that Brad has with some floozy. That's why they're getting divorced.
What?
What?
I'm not having a love child.
Well, then who's breaking up?
Dave and I are.
What?
I know. We should have told all of you sooner, but I have no idea where these other stories came from.
Max and Penny told us.
Ah.
Right.
Look, I'm sorry. I had to change the news cycle, like how I told everyone Penny was 53.
Oh, come on! No gasps on that! Well, then who did I overhear talking about a baby in the bathroom? I know it's a Kirkovich girl.
It wasn't me.
It was not me.
It's me, all right? I'm pregnant.
How are you holding up?
Well, my shotgun wedding got soaked.
Yeah.
Look, I know you think I'm perfect, but I'm actually not. Happy?
No. Yes, very much.
I know I've always been a little bit hard on you, but it's because I knew how much potential you had. I knew you could be great. Maybe even better than me. That's why I had to destroy you.
That is the nicest thing you have ever said to me.
Well, you deserve it. Mm. Plus, you only sort of ruined my wedding. Max and Penny really ruined it.
She remembered me! Again, I'm so happy for you.
Hey, O.E. Hey, man. Listen, I just want to let you know that I'm really happy to have you in the family.
Oh, thanks. And look, I know you being here first did make it easier for me.
Although, now that you've knocked up a Kirkovich daughter out of wedlock, you're gonna have it plenty rough. Yeah. But I'm here for you, man.
Brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Elliot, we need to talk.
Oh, you win trouble! Do it, girl.
Congratulations, Elliot. Our first grandchild. Barb and I are thrilled.
It sure is taking Brad long enough. Makes you wonder what's wrong with this stuff.
My stuff is fine. Don't worry about my stuff.
I'm sure his stuff is okay.
It's excellent.
Aw, yeah.
yeah, this one goes out to the baby mamas, the not baby mamas, the couples, the fake couples, the brothers, the sisters, and one handsome genius that took a single loving ping pic with every disposable camera in this room. Congratulations, Brooke and Elliot!
So, apparently, you're having a love child with some tramp.
Boo, the only tramp I'm ever gonna put a love child in is you.
Aww, that is gonna be so fun. As long as it's better than Brooke and Elliot's.
Yes.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, you know we're officially on the market now. How about I find you a dance partner?
Her?
No?
Or her.
She has clearly got grind on the mind.
You know what? I think tonight, I just want to dance with my friend.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I have something I don't want to deserve.